Welcome to episode 236 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WW Today and touringplans.com, and Merry Christmas. With me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Merry Christmas, Michelle.
Mike, did you open up all your presents? Merry Christmas to you.
Someone forgot to punch holes in the present that had the little puppy in it.
Oh, so every year that happens to you. It's a shame. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Did you get any podcasting toys?
Yes. A couple of pads of paper to write all the notes I need to remind myself of doing when we do any of these podcasts.
Well, I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas to my podcasting co-host.
Thank you. And same to you and all my other podcasting co-hosts, whatever. Co-hosting, whatever.
Today we don't have a shout out because today's show is like one giant shout out to a whole bunch of different people. Today we're going to talk about our particular inspirations, who inspires us, and we have some people who called in to talk about who inspired them.
That's correct.
Do you want to start?
I would like to hear yours first, ladies first, so why don't you go ahead?
No, you go ahead. I always go first.
All right. Well, I think it goes without saying that, you know, it would not be right if I did not include you in the list of those people who inspire me. I know where you came from, how you started, and most importantly, I think more than anybody else in this world, I know what you've been going through as far as physical ailments and obstacles and challenges and literally a non-runner to pretty much an ultra runner. Because because you know, you think about dopey and yeah, you didn't run the whole way, but the Reach for the Beach stuff you've done, the Boston Marathon, there's so many advances you've made in the short amount of time, and I think you've been running for maybe 6 years. So it's just amazing. So I think of all the things you've done, and especially the last 3 years, and I think, oh my God, if she can do that, then you know, that's something that she can be very proud of, and it makes me want to, you know, not necessarily try to do the same thing you do, but try to do whatever I can so that, you know, you'd be proud of me, and I think that's very important. So you very much are an inspiration, and I know everybody out there is saying, well, of course Mike's going to say Michelle, but I think the reason behind saying it is most important. So you are... you are one of those people who serve me well as an inspiration whenever I try to do whatever I try to do out there on the road.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. But I appreciate that. And you are definitely on my list. You went from last year being injured and really having to bow out of pretty much every Disney race that you signed up for, but always there at the to cheer for everybody. Team All Ears and Mickey Milers and all of your other friends who are getting off the couch, like our friend Brian Thompson and other people, and you were always there as a cheerleader. But this year you really turned it around, and do we count how many races we did this year? I don't even know. So
we did, I think we, well, I don't think I did that many. I may have done about 12, but
yeah, that's hardly any.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta hand it to you, and I think that, I mean, I know talking to a lot of people that you are an inspiration for many because you started all of this years ago with your blog on allears.net and started talking about your love of running Disney when it was still a very small thing, when it wasn't even Run Disney. And I know today hanging around with you that people still come up to you and say, you're the reason I started this crazy thing. And definitely you were one of the reasons for me too, so...
That's very nice. Thank you very much.
So I have a number of other people on my list. Would you like to chime in and do another one for you?
Well, I have only two more.
Okay.
But do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So the second, I'm saving the best for last, the second inspirational influence are all those people who are doing their first 5K. Those people who have decided that they're going to make a change and who struggle at first and eventually get there. And you mentioned Brian. we did that first 5K with him.
Brian Thompson.
Mm-hmm. And it was very, very, very inspirational. And I've had the opportunity, the pleasure, the honor of seeing a lot of people do that. And seeing those people cross over that finish line for the first time makes me just want to keep going and encouraging more and more people. They inspire me because, you know, I think that they represent a spirit that I would love to see in everyone, never giving up. For many people, a 5K is not a big deal. But for others, it's a huge, huge accomplishment. And I recognize that in how people approach that. And so I treat it very seriously, as it should be treated seriously. A 5K is just as important as a marathon. It's doing something that takes a while to build up courage to attempt. And so people like Brian, people like Stephanie, who has also done it. And Stephanie, you know who you are out there. They're just very, very much the fire that keeps me going because of them, I find myself encouraging people and doing it in a different way, not pushing them, Michelle, not nudging them, but encouraging them. There's a difference between a nudge and an encourage, and I think that's important. So I actually want to thank all those people who have taken that step, because, again, they very much inspire me to do what I have to do, because I have my own challenges too, and to continue hoping to help more and more people get into this kind of a lifestyle.
That's wonderful. Do you want to share your last person, and then I'll do my list, or should I go?
Okay. I guess I can do mine.
Okay.
This may take a while.
All right. Well, why don't I do mine and
then
I'll do yours?
Okay.
We should have planned this out, but it's Christmas morning. So I have actually two lists. One is going to be my inspiration list, and then another list of thank yous. My first people on the list are Brittany Bear Brown and Kendrick Brown. Kendrick went off. He's in the military. He went off to serve our country for 9 months at sea, which is amazing. And he's a Mickey Miler and trained on the ship and did races virtually with his wife. And Brittany had to endure 9 months without her husband. And so they both inspire me. I know they've both done a lot running, but just their attitudes and their positivity and their willingness to serve our country is a real inspiration for me. And I'm very, very thankful that we know them. Another person who has inspired me this year is Ashley Kennedy Turner, who did her longest distance of the year. And I've known Ashley for a few years. And she's just been amazing, shown a lot of perseverance, is a big team cheerleader for her husband, but to anybody that she knows who's running. And she's got a great podcast, the WDW Happy Place, but she's a really nice person. Of course, I couldn't go on without mentioning, you know, somebody who's inspired so many of us, who is Kimberly Markey Torres, who has been on our show, has battled breast cancer this year, and has done, lifted up her head, done so many races, inspired so many people, and I don't think I heard that woman complain ever during the whole year, throughout everything that she went through, running days after chemo, running the dopey. She's a cheerleader to many people and inspiration, and I think the only time I heard her even get a little annoyed all year was when you called her Mary Poppins and she was dressed up like one of the ladies in the stretching room from the Haunted Mansion. I'm just kidding, but she's amazing. Another person who's really inspired me this year is our dear friend Rich Gehring, who's been through an awful lot this year, but he is somebody who always has a smile on his face, always is first in line to support and cheer. Has had, you know, battles with training because things get in the way sometimes in life, but always has a smile. He may have days where he's down, but next day he's always back and checking on his friends and telling everybody how much he loves them. So he's a really cool guy. Another person on my list is one of our sponsors, but also a dear friend, Becky Mankin, who also underwent some surgery this year and did an amazing job actually doing a 5K and is always out there cheering for everybody. Just a really cool person. We just had him on the show, Mike Wardian. I'll never get to any level that he is at, but what a super nice guy. And, you know, just an inspiration to hear him talk about how he ran in the North Pole and how he ran and all these really cool places. Just a huge inspiration. So that's my inspiration list. Other than you, Mike, those are the people who made my inspiration list, but I have another list that I'll share with you after you share.
I guess it goes without saying that pretty much everybody that you mentioned also is on my list too, especially Kim. Doing it, it's just amazing what she does. It's just, she's like the Energizer Bunny. So it's funny, Michelle, when we talked about doing the show and I started thinking about, you know, who inspires me and everything, and I never really thought of it until we decided to do this show. So, you know, I mentioned a few early on, and I had to think long and hard as to who my number one inspiration would be, and I think it was pretty apparent. Many of you who are those of you who are my Facebook friends may have seen a post that I had put on a few days ago, and it was wishing a very happy birthday, a 101st happy birthday to a soldier. So that soldier is my father. He passed away in 1984. He was a soldier in World War II. I believe he was in the war for about six months. But it was a pretty busy 6 months because during that time period he did a lot of things. He saw a lot of things, did not like a lot of the things he saw, was faced with all kinds of challenges and very, very, very dangerous situations. And over the course of those 6 months, he was awarded 2 Bronze Stars and 2 Silver Stars and the Purple Heart. I think the Bronze Stars and the Silver Stars were awarded for bravery and certain things that you do, and I think it's for the Bronze Star recipients, I believe, are non-Air Force personnel. Anyways, let's get to the Purple Heart. The Purple Heart was awarded to my father because during one maneuver, he was hit by an artillery shell. Didn't die. Took off his foot, took off his ankle, and whoever was with him at the time wrapped it up real tightly, and they carried him for, I think it was 2 days before they finally got to a hospital. And because of gangrene setting in and other things, they had to amputate his leg. They amputated it up to his knee. And so from 1945 to 1984, he had an artificial leg. Now, back in those days, artificial legs were made out of wood and straps and bolts and everything. And so when he'd get up in the morning, he would put on a sock over his stump, and he would put on his artificial leg and with belts and straps and everything and go on about his business. At night, he would take it off and he'd make it around the house on crutches. Funny thing is that this all seemed normal for me because that's all I remember him as, you know, dad with crutches at night and dad with his wooden leg during the day. He did a lot of things. He did a lot of things that a lot of people might not have been able to do in that kind of situation. Climb ladders, paint the house, shovel, do all kinds of stuff. Mow the lawn, work, just amazing what he did. And I, again, it just seemed normal for me. Never complained, and one of the things that I didn't realize till well after he was gone was that, you know, he was pretty much showing me how I should lead my life. Don't complain about anything. If you get knocked down, just get up again, try your best, because it's not going to do any good to sit around and complain, and it's not going to do any good for people around you if you like that. So he pretty much did that for me. So when I think about my running and when I think about stuff other than running, I always think about him, and I always think about how he led by example and how he wasn't vocal about it. And it's a very interesting way for a parent to teach his child how to lead his or her life. So that was kind of interesting, Michelle, because I didn't really think about this until like a few days ago, and he has to be number one. My only regret is that I never got a chance to tell him how much I appreciate this life lesson he's taught me. I guess my way of thanking him is to try to carry on, what he's done for me, and I try to serve as a model as best as I can for those people who have challenges too, and try to overcome them. So that's my number one inspirational influence. And so Dad, thanks again. Happy birthday. I love you. And let's carry on.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's pretty awesome. All right. So to finish up, I don't know how I can top that, but I want to talk about the people who have supported this show and are big cheerleaders, not only to the Mickey Miles podcast, but to Mickey Miles podcast listeners in general. And I want to start off with Carissa Bielert, Rudy Novotny, Tara Guidas, and Jeff Galloway. I've said it before, those four people who are very, very busy with many, many things, we ask them to be on the show. We ask them to answer questions from runners, and none of them have ever said no. They've changed their schedules. We've recorded on Saturday mornings. They are just amazing. And I consider all of them friends, but I have to say that they really love Mickey Miles podcast listeners. They're always there to be sure to cheer us on when we cross the finish line, to say hello at the expos. They're just fantastic. So a big thank you to those people. I want to thank some people who I may not have mentioned before, but they're also just really big cheerleaders and supporters of the podcast. One of them is a good friend, Amanda Gonzalez. Amanda is just the spunkiest, most caring person. She is always there to support and to cheer people on, and she's a runner herself. She's done the Boston Marathon. I want to thank Christopher Smith, who just supports the podcast in so many ways. I want to thank Alex Armas, who is our questions guy, who puts all the questions together for us. He gets the questions from Twitter and Facebook and from our questions email, and he puts them together. So Mike and I have a little less to do when we're putting the podcast together, but super nice guy, super nice family.
And you know, when we start thanking everybody, you know, we come up with more and more people, and it's really tough. Chris Aliopoulos, we love you. Mm-hmm. Chris and Audra, I mean, Mike Scabetta, there's a whole bunch of people. Mr. Voice.
I want to thank Michael Miller, always there to help. Does a lot of graphic stuff for us, but just as a cheerleader for everybody on the Mickey Milers. I want to thank Holly Allen, who's just a big inspiration to me, who's trying to do a marathon in every state, and also just a font of knowledge, very, very supportive. Helen Dunn, can always count on Helen to answer a question, or to, you know, if we need her to help us with some advice about gear. Just a super nice person, very supportive. Stan Harris, also a big inspiration, very supportive. Laura Gilbreth, very, very supportive. I also want to thank Eve and Phil Vanderpool, who help us with marketing. They help us with our web page. They are just fantastic, and they are, you know, dear, dear friends, but also really help out the podcast a lot. And I want to thank my son Liam. I know I mentioned him on the show, but he's also a big supporter. He made big strides this year running himself, but he's also always there. And one of my special memories this year was to look at his face when I was headed towards the finish line of the Boston Marathon. I'll never forget that. But I want to save my biggest shout out of the year. If we had an MVP on the Mickey Miles podcast, Mike and I do a lot, but there's somebody who is always there behind the scenes, available to record, available to help us to order clothes, available to, he posts all the time on our Mickey Milers page. He is the biggest supporter of every single runner, regardless of level. And we love you a lot, Eddie McCoy. He has just been outstanding, and he really is just the MVP of the Mickey Miles podcast. So a huge, huge shout out to Eddie McCoy. So, Mike, do you have any words to say about Eddie before we turn it over to our listeners and their inspirations?
It's very hard to put into words how I feel about Eddie. I think that the highest, praise I could give him is that I would consider Eddie, and this to me, this is, you know, and when I think of what I'm about to say, I think that it even makes me kind of say, yeah, it's true. I always have in my the back of my head the all the people that have come into my life and who I've known, who I've worked with, worked for, played with, cried with, laughed with, played ball with, whatever. And I always have in my head a top 10 of quality people. I don't know what that list is right now, but I know that Eddie's up there. And he's probably 5, 6, or 7 right now. And the reason why I say that is because he is one of the few individuals who I have ever met in my life who is right there before you even would even consider asking for help. He's there. He doesn't hesitate. Not only that, but for someone who is as talented as he, he kind of shies away from it. He just inspires a whole bunch of people. He's just someone who I think everyone should have in their lives, and we're just so fortunate to do so.
And it always tickles me when we have a meet and people say, "I'd like to meet you, Michelle, and Mike, but I really want to meet Eddie McCoy." And I think it's great. It's a huge tribute to him, and well deserved. He is a quality individual and very genuine. And we thank you, Eddie, for all you do. And we also want to thank our listeners, because the Mickey Miles podcast has been growing in leaps and bounds. We have the kindest, most generous, sweetest listeners, and we really feel like we have formed a really great running family and running community. So I really wish everybody best wishes for a wonderful 2015, and I hope you have great holidays, and hope to see many of you at January Race Weekend.
There's so many people that have made this so much of a joyful thing for the two of us, and I know this was supposed to be an inspirational kind of podcast, but this is the time when we really get to publicly thank a lot of people. This is not something that is very easy to do. Podcasting is a grind, I can tell you from personal experience, and making sure that you meet your listeners' needs is very, very important, and you can't do it. One person can't do it. Two people can't do it. There's a whole bunch of people behind the curtain, just like in The Wizard of Oz. So if we've missed you, please forgive us. We love you all.
That, I think, we would love to sit back and listen to people who called in to share their running inspiration and their holiday wishes. Listen in.
And we'll start off with elite runner Michael Wardian.
Um, I think my running inspiration is a guy named Marco Omo from Italy. He's like this 60-some-year-old Italian guy that I first met in my first Marathon des Sables in like 2000. And I just couldn't imagine this old guy was out there running. And I've since met him on various occasions, and he's won the Ultra Trail de Mont Blanc. But he just lives this passionate lifestyle of exploring what's possible, and it gives me hope that someday I can continue to inspire people and live my dreams. So I think of all the people that I've met over the course of the running. He's the one that at the moment inspires me the most.
Good morning, Michelle and Mike. Happy holidays to you both and all of the Making Miles team. My name is Jennifer Hall. I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland. In February 2014, I ran my first 5K during Princess Half Weekend. It was also my first Run Disney experience. Mike's inspiration has been Donna Quackenbush. I never would have ever thought about running if it hadn't been for her. Donna is not only an avid Run Disney fan, she is a part of the Mickey Milers team, and she is also the one that turned me on to the Mickey Milers podcast. Over the past year, she has been somebody I've looked up to for running advice. She has pushed me to take my running to higher levels. In February, I'll be running my first challenge during Princess Half Weekend, and I'm beyond excited. I know I never would have gotten to that point if it wasn't for her. Happy holidays to you all. I look forward to more exciting things to come with the Mickey Milers as I have just joined the team as well. So thank you guys. I hope you have a great holiday. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I hear the beep. Hey, Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rob Schultz here in Palmetto, Florida. Let's see, what inspires me? Well, right now I think one of the things that inspires me is I have an aunt that about a year and a half ago had a lung removed from cancer. And now, coming up in just a few weeks in January, over Marathon Weekend, she is going to attempt the 5K. And I am excited for her. I'm going to walk that with her as well as with my mother. And, it's really inspiring after losing a lung that she's going to attempt this. So I hope that everybody out there has some great holidays, a great Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever holidays you enjoy. And hopefully I'll be seeing many of you in a few weeks in January at Marathon Weekend. Thank you.
Hey, guys, it's Mel Stone from Pittsburgh, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles podcast. Wanted to call and let you guys know who my running inspiration is. My running inspiration is a woman named Christine Warner, and a couple years back, I noticed she was running Disney, and she and I became friends, mutual acquaintances, Facebook friends. And last year, I came down and I did the 5K because I'm trying to get healthy. And I watched her run past me. She ran all through the races, and I ended up cheering all four races last year. I did the Mickey Mouse breakfast, but I cheered for her. And I've watched her. She posts when she runs. She gets a big smile on her face. She is my inspiration. And through following her, I went from 235 pounds to a nice, healthy 150 pounds. So I am now, instead of just walking the 5K, this year I'm doing the 5K, the 10K, and the half. And I think they're calling it the Grumpy, but I'm calling it the Mickey Hat Trick because I'm a Penguins fan. Thanks, you guys. Really love the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
This is John Wright from Nashville, Tennessee, and I listen to the Mickey Miles podcast. In January, I'm running my first Dopey Challenge and would first and foremost like to thank my incredible wife, Catherine, who's running both the 5K and her first marathon on Marathon Weekend. There isn't a bigger fan of Disney than Catherine. Over the past year, she's fallen in love with running and inspires me every day with her perseverance, drive, and excitement for life. On the hard runs, she fights for every mile and constantly pushes herself to be better. Catherine, thank you for supporting my running from day one, and no matter if it's the 5Ks or the ultra marathons that we have in the works, there's not another person I would rather be running through life with. I would also like to shout out to my sister-in-law, Deeds Wright, who will be rocking out her first marathon at Marathon Weekend, and my brother, Chris Wright, who will be completing his journey from Couch to Dopey Challenge this January. You guys rock. Also, a big thanks to Chris Heliopoulos for not only telling us about this podcast, but for sharing a ton of photos from his Disney Dopey Challenge last year and showing us how much fun Run Disney could be. Lastly, I would like to thank everyone who has helped me in my running journey from 4 years ago, whenever I weighed over 250 pounds with terrible knees, all the way to today, living a healthy life and running as many miles as I can possibly get in. Grandma and Chris, you gave me the much-needed kick in the pants. Jared, I couldn't have done it without you and those epic track workouts. Also, a huge thanks to my mom and dad. To my awesome coach and all-around amazing human being, Sarah Fisher, to Dr. Preston Wakefield, who puts me back together whenever I need it, and to the listeners of the Pop Culture Entertainment podcast that I co-host with my brother, Stay on Target, and lastly, to everyone else I know that I've left out, thank you all. To all the Mickey Milers, have a very Merry Christmas, and I'll see you on the road in January.
Hi, Michelle and Mike. This is Catherine Wright calling in from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'll be running my first ever Run Disney event in January. I'm going to run in the 5K and marathon races in Disney World, and then we're going to fly out for the inaugural Star Wars 10K in Disneyland. We are so excited. I want to thank you both for all the advice you've given on how to enjoy the events and preparing for them beforehand. Thank you to you guys and your team for all that you have shared. I also would like to give a special thank you to my husband, Jonathan Wright, another Mickey Miles podcast listener. Jonathan, you have been an incredible inspiration to me. Thank you for sharing your love of running and for encouraging me to set goals that I want to achieve and the goals that I didn't think possible. I wish you all the best during your Dopey Challenge and cannot wait to watch you have many more really good runs. Well, Mike and Michelle, thank you again, and Jonathan and I will be seeing you at the Illuminations Dessert Party and Bloom Fest. Merry Christmas!
Hi, this is Ian Connor from Richmond, Virginia. I'm inspired by and thankful for those who have set challenges for themselves and overcome adversity to accomplish their running goals. This year, I was inspired by a woman that I don't know who, at the first day 5K at my local running group, said her New Year's resolution was to run a race every month. And I decided that was a pretty good goal. And I set it for myself, and 12 months later and 14 races later, I did it. Before I even found this podcast or joined the Mickey Milers team, I was inspired to do the Dopey by the Run Disney video of Kimberly Torres Markey. As the son and nephew of breast cancer survivors, that video made me want to run the Dopey for them. Finally, I am inspired by my son and my wife. My son's asthma is worse than mine ever has been, and yet he plays tennis and plays basketball, and he is running his first Mickey Mile in January. And my wife, she agreed to run the 2013 Tower of Terror 10-miler in honor of our 10th anniversary, which was the day before that race. She actually trained herself into such bad shin splints that a couple of weeks before that race, she thought she had stress fractures in both legs, and the doctors finally determined that she didn't. But I still had to talk her out of doing that race that night at the start line. We are planning on doing the Jingle Jungle 5K together next year. So those are my inspirations. I hope you guys have a very happy holidays, and thank you for all that you do. I can't wait to see you guys and meet you finally in person in January.
Hello, this is Cynthia from Discovery Bay, California, and I was just calling in about what inspires me for running for your Christmas show. So I think of it as a circle of running. There isn't one, so I hope that that's okay. But, you know, it all started back in 2010 when Disney offered the 5K for the Princess weekend, and I decided to run that. And so I think, first of all, the circle is Run Disney. They keep changing up the races. They offer a safe, nurturing environment to run in. And obviously the folks that are running in it are fantastic. And that weekend I met Rhonda Spear at a WDWR Today event, and she told me about the Jeff Galloway method. And, you know, it's all about the blame. When I saw those medals, especially the Princess, I had to do a half marathon. Never thought I could do it, but Rhonda encouraged me, and the Jeff Galloway and his method got me there. And I've been going ever since. But then next on the circle is, of course, Mike and Michelle, you two, your podcast, just consistent all through the year, how you keep encouraging us and bringing, you know, the Disney experts on to talk with us. All that information is just awesome. And it encourages me to be able to run on my own or with family and friends. You know, it's a great environment that way. So, you know, you are always very supportive of that too. And then finally, not to sound pompous, but I think I'm the final point on the circle, in the sense that I'm the one that has to dig down deep and keep moving, keep training. And this past 18 months has been rough. My father died, as well as my younger brother and sister, and then I was diagnosed with breast cancer in April. So I had the surgery in May and the treatment. But, you know, what kept me going was knowing I had the Star Wars weekend ahead and get off my duff and start training again in September. So, you know, I think all those things together, all those people, all of what Disney offers to us, would I do it without the Disney races? I kind of don't think so. So, you know, I just am so grateful that Run Disney and the Mickey Mouse podcast, Mike and Michelle, all my fellow runners, all the family and friends who have encouraged me are there. And that's what has inspired me since 2010 and keeps inspiring me. So I wish you both and everyone, all of our listeners and fellow runners, a very happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And may 2015 be the best year ever for running and for your life, and the happiest. All right. Thank you again. Signing off from Discovery Bay, California.
Hi, Mike and Michelle. It's Dave Koch from New York City. Actually out for my 26-mile run at the moment, and was thinking of all of you guys. Want to wish your podcast listeners a happy holiday season, and thank the all of the Mickey Milers for all their inspiration. Waking up every morning, seeing them doing their runs, it really pushes me to get out myself. Also want to wish a happy holiday season to my father, who is my main inspiration. The man is a workhorse. He has two fake knees and a fake hip and a reconstructed shoulder and never gives up and keeps pushing on. And he shows me I have no right to complain and anything is possible in life. Thank you very much for all you do. Happy holidays.
Hi, everyone. This is Jeannie Goski from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks, Mike and Michelle, for the chance to give a shout-out here during the holiday season. I wanted to thank my running partner and friend, Don Eden from Florida, for sitting with me on that balcony at the Yacht Club about 3 years ago and dreaming about running a Disney race together when we'd never run a day in our lives. And now one goofy, one dopey, five marathons and however many half marathons later, it feels like we're just getting started, or that we might have a serious problem, maybe. I don't know. But I continue, Dawn, to be inspired by how you refuse to let your heart condition be an excuse for living life to the fullest. I remember when we started running, and you had some problems with your heart as you were getting started, and you had to carry around that huge heart monitor that looked like a suitcase during your goofy training runs. I mean, who does that? I know so many people who would have given up right at that point, but you kept going. And now to see how running has strengthened your heart in just 3 years is absolutely amazing. It's especially encouraging to me as your friend, of course, but also as the mama of a sweet girl with a similar type of heart condition. You just can't know how special that is to me. You've shown me hope in new ways, and I just love you, friend. I can't wait to celebrate with you at our third Gizzy in just a few weeks, and so excited to see all the Mickey Milers there. Merry Christmas to everybody, and again, thanks.
This is Melissa Iannetta from Wilmington, Delaware, and I want to wish a happy holidays to everyone listening to the Mickey Miles podcast. And I want to say that I am particularly thankful this holiday season for my husband, who has been an endless fount of support as I am working my way up to my first marathon, both by believing I could do it even when I didn't, and by handling all the practical things to do at the house while I'm out there, you know, hauling off my 23 miles. I also want to thank all of the Mickey Miles podcast community, especially Mike and Michelle, because it's given me an opportunity to get to know people that I would never have the opportunity to know otherwise. Thank you very much, and have a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Eddie McCoy from Villarica, Georgia. Happy holidays, and I just want to give a special thanks to my wife and my kids who keep inspiring me to be the healthy father and husband, the healthiest father and husband I can be, and getting out there and exercising and staying in great shape. Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Brittany Bear Brown, and I was just calling to wish all my fellow Milers a very Merry Christmas and to say thank you so much for everything you've done for me this past year. When my husband was out to see if I was feeling down, I just had to get on that Facebook page, and you guys would just make me laugh, and you made me feel special and a part of something. And a special thank you to the famous Dr. Joe Weeks. Without you, I would never have made that marathon. Thank you for all your advice and everything you did for me during my training. You are amazing and a true inspiration, my brother. And I can't wait to see you guys in January.
Michelle and I would like to thank everyone who took the time to call in and tell us these wonderful stories of inspiration. We also want to take this time to thank our wonderful sponsors, TouringPlans.com, All Star Vacation Homes, and especially MEI and Mouse Fan Travel for all their support this year. Thank you, guys. We want to wish everyone the happiest of holidays, the safest of holidays. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of you in January. We're going to have a great time. It's been a wonderful year for us at the Mickey Miles Podcast, and we want to thank all the listeners again for all their support. And once again, we want to thank everybody who called in and was a part of this show. This is your podcast, too. So on behalf of Michelle, this is Mike Scopa saying happy holidays, best wishes, and we'll see you on the road.